we have poor young Eric. Eric the goat brain, a human child. And they out comes this sort of human boy of about 12 years old. And he's sort of shaky. No, 15 years old. Otherwise, that's all kinds of wrong.
Okay.
And he's really spotty and really jittery, and he's like rubbing his thighs and sort of.
Like big reefs.
Looking around, it's a bit, yeah, a little bit like that. Now, poor young Eric has trouble differentiating between what is good and right and of his own people and that which is not. And now, Eric is a fornicator with animals. A sad tale. Oh, you filthy pervert! Shouts someone from the audience. Now, please, young Eric knows no better. He is deficient in many ways. He has not yet learnt that he must keep it within his own species. For is that not the tale that this tells us? That his condition as we see it now is all due to his inability to recognise that the species should be kept pure and as they are, and there should be no mingling. The boy's led back off stage again. And was like, he shows a pervert. What's so special about that?
That was weird.
Should I do my what's weird thing?
Hold your horses.
That wasn't that weird.
No. Just in general.
Next up. Two of the guards.
I mean, if you're not going to show us him fornicating with an animal.
Oh, yeah. We want proof.
You could just be lying.
Yeah, be lying.
Hoist a big glass-fronted...
Fish drought.
Up onto the stage. Dirty, greasy glass, and inside there's a skinny, scaly little drow boy with white, completely white eyes, and it is very scaly skin, and he's eating like a fish, just raw, golem.
How big is this thing?
The tank.
Yeah.
Of disgusting fish boy water.
Yeah.
Smaller than a small bath.
Okay.
A very small bath.
So he's almost sort of crouched in it.
Okay.
Like a French bath.
And he's in water.
Yeah, and everybody's
he's submerged.
Just give us the water! He can piss off! My dear man, you don't want to drink this water. Sadly, Francis, the less kind members of the community do call him Fishy Francis. And Fishy Francis has a taste for the raw fish that swim in the pipes and the cesspools and the pits. And as you can see, it's driven him quite blind. The preparation of food is an essential ingredient for civilization, and eating that which is right for you and not for another. And is it not true that stealing fish from the pipes and basins of the waterways of this fine town is what's led to young Francis here being so twisted and maladjusted?
There's none in him at the moment.
Okay, this
I'm
is
not
just
gonna
weird.
Shush her.
No.
This is perfect. I'm loving it. And then Fishy Francis is taken away by the same two gods, one of whom is sort of teetering slightly.
Is he drunk? Bet he's drunk on fish water.
It's strong stuff.
Next up, a little hunchback boy is yanked up on stage by Abe, the one they call the tagger. Ooh. Pulled up on stage, a collar around his neck, and he's sort of reeling about slightly drunkenly. And he's got massive sleeves, raggedy sleeves covering everything. And when he's pulled up on stage, the ringmaster Jerome says, Now, Ordos, show the good people your hands. And the boy sort of shuffles back his robes, and he's got no hands. His wrists just end in two bony stubs. Such is the penalty for those whose parents would be thieves. Young Ordos was born with no hands. As punishment for the transgressions of his parents, this teaches us all not to steal from our betters.
Bullshit!
Are you beginning to see a pattern of
stuff? Yes. Yeah. 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 Do you want to set this place on fire?
How's the rest of the crowd?
The rest of the crowd are all kind of really sort of creeped out and very quiet.
Why are people liking the circus then?
They're not liking it.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
They're being cowed by it.
No, in right here. Didn't someone say that they wanted to go and see it twice or something?
Yeah, but that's because it was weird and
he's
thick.
Oh, okay, it's a weirdo. Yeah.
Wait, look at the thing.
Yeah. Most of the people here are cowed. There are a few people that are pointing and laughing and jeering.
Yeah. Everyone else is sort of going.
All sort of right thinking people are just kind of going. I'm a little bit uncomfortable, and the whole thing does seem to be set up to make you feel uncomfortable and to make you feel a little bit worthless.
Who around here is watching people and not the show? Apart from us.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Is there like some Batman figure in the background?
Shopping. Other than that, actually, could be it.
Right, I am going to ask you to roll on this to see if you can spot it. So it would be investigate.
Yep.
And crime.
No, I don't have crime.
Okay. Okay. So neither side get one die wrong.
Just Pete, because he's only one looking.
Okay.
For now.
I can't see anyone.
It's going to be difficult.
I could say, once per scene, ask the GM what's weird or out of place here.
That
might not be weird or out of place.
You could take away one dice, though, because this is a particularly challenging
test. I have to get rid of one die?
Yeah.
Oh, so I've got one.
You've got one dice.
Okay, let's give it a go.
On. Our first roll is going to go 1.
10.
Oh, yay!
Thank you, Simon. Jinx that one.
And you know just where to look, and you pinpoint crouched up high on a building nearby, not watching the show, but watching the crowd. There is a hunched over figure, wreathed in shadow, doing its absolute level best to hide. This is someone who is very good at hiding. No one would have spotted that.
I'm going to turn and like go, yeah, stuff. Because they probably can't hear us from that person. Probably can't hear us from that.
That person is paying particular interest to your little group, assuming you're all sitting together.
Yes, but I want to. As soon as I see them, I want to turn away and be like, like I'm just joining in.
Like
and
you've
sort of
not
go,
seen them.
There's somebody up on top of the building over to the right. Like I'm literally saying that because they won't be able to hear me from here.
No. That's true.
Probably.
What do they look like?
Bit hunched over and wrapped in clothes. I can't quite see.
When you look again, they're gone.
It's gone.
Bring on the next act.
Well,
by this point, they've
some watching. Well, hang on. Someone was there and they're gone.
So you're right.
They were watching us.
Following the circus.
Should we chase?
And
yes,
I'm going to get up and run.
Pattern. Is
someone from the watching the circus dies
and most of the victims
what
have been
women
cut up.
And I'm in here making a big thing about being asked to the
like I said, it was all playing out exactly as I'd foreseen it.
I told you I wanted to hire them,
so you need to go walking on your own. with us a little bit behind.
We're going to finish the show.
Yeah, once the show's finished. But I think our Lazar friend has just run up. Jean.
You did tell me to chase.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just.
You've been chasing off.
I've just run out of the tent.
You've never seen.
No,
he's
gone in a direction.
I'm going to run after him and go, stop.
I do have a skill. Oh, you're going to stop me.
Yeah, I'm going to run out and go, stop.
Okay.
Next up.
We will wander back into watch
a completely normal young girl is brought up on stage. Now, sadly. I must request of the audience, does anybody have a pocket watch or a device of some kind that I might borrow for this tale?
No.
I've got a gun.
I've got to use a man with a gun.
You'll get your chance, don't worry.
I know, but I was thinking a man with a gun could walk in and shoot him.
and a man at the front, hands up, a pocket watch.
Plant.
Now, you should be warned that Jinxio is an unfortunate girl.
It's an unfortunate name.
It's one of our Discord members.
And was born with a terrible curse. Like all drow, she lacks the true competence to understand machinery, for that is a human failing.
And he says, fuck the humans!
Such disdain in his voice.
Well, that's true.
And he hands her the pocket watch, and she just sort of sits there and holds it. And a spring goes boing out the side of it. She sort of shrugs apologetically, gives it back, and slopes off the stage. Rubbish!
What was that? What was that supposed to be?
So wait, is she a human child or a drow child?
She was a drow child.
Right. Mm. So because she's drow, she's rubbish at tech?
No, she can do tech. That was her showing off her tech skills.
No, that was her being rubbish at tech.
Oh, rubbish at tech.
That was, okay. The drow should avoid technology because they're rubbish at it.
Yep, I'm right there.
And there are a few more shows that are brought on for your edification and delight. The... You're starting
generally
to get messages.
Don't do anything because you're shit.
The next one is a boy who obsessively draws pictures of castles and dungeons. Muses on dungeons, they call him. And the moral of that tale is that when you obsess over something, you are trapped in a dungeon of your own mind. Maldamun comes on. She's a drow of loose morals who cannot help but continually lay eggs, but she keeps losing them, and it's a sign that chastity is very important.
I think we need to burn this place down.
Thanks. See? Called it.
Us all the map of skins, covered in tattoos, but the body is a temple and should be kept sacred to Limyi, the moon goddess. We shouldn't be drawing on ourselves.
I'm going to draw on him.
And there are a few more. The final act is eventually dragged up after another three. A diminutive, heavy-set drow boy, Arcalifax the Accented, they call him. A bearded drow, ladies and gentlemen. Such a hideous creature. Where could such monstrosity have come? And listen, as he speaks, and they sort of shove him a little bit, he's like, what? What does the want? It's not my fault. I were born like this.
He's beautiful.
Slovenliness.
You're all beautiful.
So basically the whole thing is a big morality act about how the drow should know their place and just suck up the fact that they're all terrible.
Should we go talk to that guard again?
When they
and
take...
deserve to be under the boots of their outfit masters.
When they take people off the stage, where do they take them to? Do they just put them back in their box?
Yeah, they're taking them out of one wagon and putting them in the other one.
Okay.
So they've got two wagons. They started with them all in one. It looks like when they transport them, they split them between two wagons.
But for the sake of the show.
But for the sake of the show, they cram them all into one.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Then they move them all into the other one so that they can go over the stage and off.
Okay.
Steal the wagon.
What pulls them?
Nothing that's there.
Excellent. That doesn't help.
A rabble could pull it. There's a rabble around you.
And the audience are mixed in their responses.
The reviews were mixed.
The reviews were mixed. There are a few who have sort of started to agree with you more and more as the show's gone on. Like,
it's all bollocks.
Yeah, that's actually grim and wrong and nasty.
Did we pay to watch that?
Yes, you did.
That's what I'm going to shout out. Like.
And most of the drow there are actually quite cowed because they're used to being oppressed.
Propaganda.
Come on.
Bollocks.
These are all people who are so used to being oppressed.
Nope, doing it.
But telling them that
doing
their rightful doing place
it now.
Is being
I tell you
oppressed.
What, I am writing a scathing review of this show. Zero, well, half, sorry, I don't give anyone zero.
Two stars.
No one gets five, no one gets zero. That's just silly.
I'm just mentally picturing wearing Chaucer from A Knight's Tale. I will eviscerate you in print.
Yes. That's what I'm doing.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
I've already got a crowd, so let's go.
It's not going to be hard.
Let's go. So, yeah, I'm going to raise a rebel.
How are you going to raise a rebel? What are you going to do?
Well, I've already been, like, jeering and just generally causing a nuisance the entire time. And apparently some of these good people agree with me.
Yeah!
So I'd like for a few more of them to agree with me.
Yeah!
And we're going to go and get our money back for a start, because that was a rip. And then we're going to, like, free the prisoners and,
storm the Winter Palace.
Yep. Set light to that, because that one's empty.
Hey, you raise your rebel in the gods.
Hang on, why am I doing
this? And get some water. They've got water.
They have, but there's been a fish poi in it.
Yeah, but these people are desperate.
Just strain it hot. Through a sieve, it'll be fine.
Run it through your
soap. No, fish boy needs the water. You can't hurt fish boy.
Oh, yeah, true.
Burn the wagon!
That's better. Yeah.
Okay, smash the main wagon. She rousing a rabble. The one with the foldy down bit. What's his face?
Right, you're rousing a rabble. And the rabble are roused.
Yeah!
We want our money back. And the guards are looking a little bit confused.
Like,
so the guard that you spoke to, he's...
Moralian.
He's conflicted. Do I or don't I? I want to make sure the kids are okay.
I'm going to give him a little... We're going to save the kids.
All right, I'm going to make sure they're all right. And he backs back over towards the kids and he sort of starts guarding the wagon that's got the kids on. Two of the handlers do as well. They sort of both pull back around the wagon with the kids on. The guy with the big boots.
Oi, Boots, give the cash back, mate.
I am not have cash anymore. I guard children.
Is it in the wagon, yeah? The big one?
At this point, one
it's
of the
It's in the
other...
big one! Go, Charles! Just gonna tip it.
One of the
other
guys
gonna
start one of the other ones with like flame red hair.
Yep.
Start shouting, all right, we can take them.
Ah!
There's only four of them. Come on, hold them back. We can hold them back. Protect the caravan. Stop them getting anywhere near it. Come on, hold them back.
Get the ringleader.
Shoot that.
So the drunk guy, the tagger, and the red-haired one have all sort of gathered around the wagon, and with them are the handler with the cattle prod and the one with the whip. So there is a little group of guys guarding
the
caravan
wagon.
With the money.
The main one, yeah.
You've got Moralian and Foot of the Mountains, who's the big boots guy, and Elissi, who's the sort of one that actually cares more about the kids.
So the kids are over there in the other wagon, and then they've got two guards.
One, two guards, and one, two.
And then the main ones
the
in the middle
are with the kids, and then you've got three guards and two handlers that are protecting the main caravan.
I'm gonna shout at the flamehead guy and be like, "Mate, I like your style. You're on the wrong side. Just turn around and join it. It's all good."
Not happening.
All right then.
Fight!
Right, cool.
So your rabble, like, start flipping over benches.
Charge!
And
yep.
Pushing down.
Pick them up, use them as a battering ram.
Waving placards, where they came from.
Yeah.
Down with this sort of thing.
Or just carry
that guy again.
Take your
down
hood off, wave it around.
Down with the
rioting
or down with the show? Which this sort of thing are you rioting against? I'm gonna steal a TV out of a shop. Or a large bag of rice.
Okay, we're going into combat. Now, ooh. Combat in Spyro is fairly free form and narrative. So if you want to act, the quicker you think.
Boom! Hey, you've already gone, haven't you? You've got your gun out.
I'm watching for eight. That's my target. He cuts the kids.
That's true.
That's, you know, I want to make sure he goes down. If this shit's going to kick off, which is going to kick off, I want him to go down.
It has kicked off. They're a little bit loath to storm the main wagon now that there's sort of five armed guys protecting it. But you lot might be a different story.
I'm in.
Really?
I'm going to back them up if things get bad, but I'm going to keep an eye out for Batman.
Okay.
He might help.
Well, evil Batman.
Slasher Batman.
Yeah.
Bat slasher.
That sounds like a really bad hobby. That's even worse.
I know.
I'll follow Nim because
she's going for it.
We're on the same team. Like, as much as there's always conflict, like, yeah. I have utmost respect for Nim's capabilities.
Appalling thing that's
horrible. Pressing it. I'm standing back. I'm taking notes.
We need to
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Someone's got to be cheating, or are you going in for a brass knuckles puncher?
Okay, so who's in? Like, what have they got?
The guards. You've got.
Do any of them have guns?
The pissed bloke has got a fairly nasty-looking axe.
Right, but he's drunk, so...
But he's drunk. Shouty man's got a sword.
Cool.
There's electric cattle prod guy, and there's a guy with a whip.
Okay, shouty man has taken
and
it...
And the tagger who's got knives.
Shouty man has taken it upon himself to disagree with me, which I take offence to. So... So if he's waving a sword around, I would like to shoot the sword out of his hand.
Interesting start.
Because I don't need to kill him, because he's one of us, but he's on the wrong team, so I want to disarm him.
Where's Jerome in all this? Is Jerome retreating to the
cabin?
Jerome is in his wagon. Okay. He's kind of on stage, and he's kind of like into the covered bit of the wagon. Hmm. So, Sam, please roll fight.
Yep.
And low society.
So you get...
Oh, actually, no, are you shooting him?
One fight for technology. Having... Okay, so one for having nothing.
Oh, you get one, and then you add a dice for fight, and you add a dice for technology.
Okay, well, I get one, and I have no fight and no tech.
Okay, so you roll your one dice.
Yeah! It's a four.
That's not great.
That's not good.
You can't disarm him. You might just miss him and kill him.
Can any of us fight?
Is a fail.
Oh, you can.
I miss.
On which note, you will take some
stress. My gun explodes.
Dress, as your gun does not help you. The recoil from your gun does you some stress.
To what?
I'm not telling you. I've got to keep track of it.
Oh, okay.
That
so
way
what
it keeps it more narrative
is resistance
and exciting.
Relevant to stress?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Your reputation.
It's fine, I just fire in the air. It's all good. Charge!
Blam, blam, blam!
Yeah, Nim does not slow down.
No.
She's just like, whoop.
Shoots and charges.
Yep.
Okay, anybody else?
Yep.
What are you going
to do? I got a knife. I'm going to stride up to Tagger. We'll have a knife fight.
Yeah!
Knife fight and priest.
All right, that's fight and crime.
Fight and crime.
That's fight and low society.
Oh, okay. I've got low society.
You can have low society. I would have accepted low society or crime.
That's good, low society.
Okay, so two fight.
One dice for free, and then one dice for fight, one dice for crime if you have them.
So,
no.
And
or low society.
So, one dice.
One die. Cool. Can I use your three?
You can. Nine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You go steaming up to him and you shank him. So, that's a D3 of blood stress for him.
Ooh. And while he's distracted, I'm going to smack him around the back of the head with the chain.
Boom. Nice.
Just coming around the side and bang, sort of thing, you know.
Okay, could you also make a fight in low society?
Oh,
that's three dice.
Hey.
Wow.
Look at that, that's the fighter.
Oh, and then you take the highest.
Nine.
And you take the nine, which is a complete success. And I believe that does...
D3 again.
Oh, good lord. Right. He is not well off because he has just taken some fallout from that. So he is down and bleeding.
Nice.
You've floored him.
Cool.
Nice one, guys.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to write down what's going on and do a brief sketch of that scene because someone needs to tell this story.
And
while I'm writing it down, I'm like, look, I'm also, I'm like, oh, they did that. Wait, is he around? Is he around?
Okay, roll your investigate.
Yep.
And what was it before? I said it was crime, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I don't have crime. Here we go.
You've clocked him once, so I'll let you roll both dice this time.
Ah. An eight.
Nice.
That'll do it.
Eight is a success. So you do indeed spot him again, observing your little group. Not so much you at this stage. He's observing them.
Yeah. Okay. Now. I might have to go and get closer.
So you're going off on your own?
No.
To the mass.
No, I didn't mean that. No, that's not what I said. I said closer, not close.
It's probably not that dangerous. Abe is bleeding, yeah, so he probably can't really not do much. Gats, his, the pissed one, is going to take a swing for you with his axe, which...
Pass with stress.
Just about passes with some stress. Oh, hang on, that's the wrong dice for that, because it's low stress. So, yep, he takes a little bit of stress, and so do you.
You're keeping track of that?
Yeah. Yep.
Ouch.
That hurt.
Yeah, that hurt a lot.
Oh, okay.
Axe to the...
In fact, I think I'm going to have to roll four.
Axe to the groin.
So you're lucky there. It hurt, but yeah, you're not taking any fallout from it, which is good news.
It wasn't radioactive.
Yeah, I preferred Skyrim.
Tavian is going to cattle prod you.
Come on, then.
Because it's funny.
Dodge. Is there a dodge?
No.
Oh, and he does.
All right.
Oh.
You two are going down.
How much...
Nah, heroes.
blood have you got? On top of normal?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay, let's find out.
Just the regular 8 pints.
Is she taking fallout?
She is taking fallout.
Okay, well, I'm...
Whatever that means.
Yeah. So as the cattle prod comes in, I get in the way because I've taken down Abe, which is fine. So then I see the cattle prod going in,
and you interpose yourself.
And I just.
So what does your power do?
Basically, they don't take any fallout, but I take D6 in that
stress.
So you take stress in that instead.
D6 as well. It's a...
Okay.
I have +2 if it's blood, but just in case it helps.
That does help.
For our viewers, I do like the way Leon's...
I can see some of the results.
But that's
quite
good
at rolling six-sided dice, it turns out.
Just keep playing more D&D with dice rolls like this.
Yeah,
that hurts. You can feel the electricity course through you, but he's been doing this to children.
Okay. Well, Stoke,
you won't like him when he's angry.
Which only leaves Red Roger to try and stab you.
Red Roger.
Which he apparently fails to do.
See, he knows he's wrong, really.
Of course, they're all rolling 2 dice and guys, so we're going to get absolutely shot from some of these other guys.
Yeah.
That's the rolling mob kind of kicks in, so we're in trouble.
Yeah. Need your mob.
He fails and swings wild, and you're able to sort of bring your knee up and just sort of knee him in the shoulder. Unfortunately, it wasn't his face.
Drop it and turn around. Come on.
And he does swing around, but he's not dropping it.
Kapow! Kapow!
You're kind of trying to compel someone in the middle of a fight, so go on then, make a...
Yeah, but he's obviously, a handy bloke.
All right, make a compel and...
See which way the wind's blowing.
And low society.
Okay, so one for doing a thing.
Yep.
And then one for compel.
Yep. One for compel and one for crime if you have it.
One for crime and then one for mastery crime.
Oh, good lord.
10!
Yay!
Come on, redhead, you're with me.
He swings around and he sees the fire in your eyes. And he just drops his sword and he starts to back away. I don't want any trouble. I didn't mean
it. Pick it up and come with us.
He runs away.
That was a good day.
That's a major success.
Yeah,
that was a very good success. Okay, Liam, what are you going to do?
Go for the axe guy, because he just swung at me.
I was
going to
say, go for the eyes.
Go for the eyes.
Boo, go for the eyes. Yeah, I'm getting straight in with that. Okay, go for him.
One die.
With my knife.
10.
Hooray! I was a hunter. Come on. Yeah. Handy with a blade. Well,
clearly you're a shit hunter.
What?
Because you get one die.
Only need one.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, against play. People.
Oh, yeah, against people.
Right.
Serial killer's got nothing on me.
He goes down. He's bleeding a lot. There's more blood coming out of him than there is staying in him.
Yeah.
Just step over that.
Well, this guy's been, you know, he's been zapping children. I'm fucking painful.
Yeah. So I will zap him.
I'm going to. Well, no, I'm just going to smack around the head with my chain. That's what I've got. So, yeah.
Fighting loose is ideal. Fighting crime.
Fightless society, an 8.
Okay, you clunk him around the head, but it's stunning as well.
It's stunning, isn't it? Yeah.
Stunning.
Stunning. James Bond there, every time I say it.
Stunning.
So, you hit him in the face with the spiked, with the ball of your bow and chain, and he starts reeling, drops his cattle prod. And sort of staggers around drunkenly.
Cool.
What else do you want to do to him?
I want to pick up a cattle prod and prod him.
And shove it.
Shove, yes.
Shove it where the sky don't shine.
This character's called Sky Shrine.
Okay, while he's stunned, you just scoop up the cattle prod off the floor and you jam it into his gut and he folds around it as you tase him, and that will actually refresh you.
Because you defend.
Because you've just defended those who can't defend themselves.
What does refresh do?
Refresh gets back your lost.
Distress.
The stuff I lost from jumping in the way.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah. Okay. Right. That's cool.
If that's what it does, great.
Reinvigorated.
You're reinvigorated by restoring the rightful state of affairs. This guy won't be hurting any more children.
Excellent.
So, yeah, you've got the two guys that you fought down and bleeding. We fought a priest, and now we're bleeding to death on the ground.
I know, he knows where the important bits are.
Red Rogers run away.
Can I just sort of go...
Thanks for your help.
Well done. I'll get a point.
I'm going to look where he's pointing.
A shadowy figure disappears around a corner.
I want to run after it.
He's off again.
Come back, you've got my pewter tankard!
Are you going running off?
I have a pursue skill, so
okay.
I'm going to...
And I'm going to follow you as well.
He outstrips you. I mean, for a man in robes, he's pretty nippy.
That's fine.
He is...
Amped up on adrenaline.
He is giving chase.
Just clubbed two guys to death. You're next. There's a new killer on the streets.
But by the time you get to where he was, he's not there anymore. Oh, she. I don't want to be judgmental. They are not there anymore.
Okay, I'll look around, but I'm assuming...
they've gone.
I've got a nose for trouble.
You have.
What's weird? What's going on here? What's there about this place that this person was hiding?
Right, it would appear that this circus, this travelling morality show, is a trap. Designed to oppress the drow who are oppressible and to weed out those who aren't.
And to kill them.
And the ones who aren't seem to be the targets for the killer. So whoever is behind the circus is probably also behind the killer.
Dun, dun, dun!
Right. So we need to go and give Matey Boy a drubbing.
You get this rope. That's what I'm going to be doing. Those two sorted off.
Yeah, we've sorted off.
We want to break in and...
And I'm going to come back with a really good conclusion. They'll be like,
we know.
Yeah.
And beat some of Jerome. Why he's oppressing the drow and doing us down in the way he is. He should be boosting the drow and boosting people and telling them, you know, how they can be more
the
than
truth.
They can. Yeah.
He kind of got him pinned in his chair at this point. He's looking, he's sweating quite profusely and dabbing at himself with a handkerchief. And he seems genuinely upset by the telling off that you're giving him. But I'm just trying to help.
How are you helping? How are you helping by making people see nothing in themselves?
When we fight, we lose. Just accepting our place in the,
you might,
in the scheme of things means that we survive, and survival is what counts.
Survival's not living. So where's everyone? Is everyone else either bleeding or run away?
Yes.
And then whoever else is.
And then the nicer guards and handlers
are looking after the kids.
Are looking after
the kids.
And that's
fine. And I will direct the frustrations of the crowd at the other wagon that they can smash to their heart's desire and have whatever's in it. And this one, for that matter, because apart from this guy, we're going to have this guy.
So you sort of drag him out of the wagon.
Yeah. All right,
so
it's all yours.
Who put you up to this? Who's paying you to put on this appalling show of depression?
But my patron doesn't want to depress. He just wants to inform.
No, he doesn't. So who is your patron?
I'm going to punch him in with his pretty pale face.
Making these sort of points, but...
But my lord is just helping.
Who's your lord?
I punch him in his pretty pale face. Brass knuckles.
Brass knuckle, yeah.
Chin.
Compel.
Compel. Some teeth come out. That is compelling.
Yeah, yeah.
I make a very compelling argument.
You do.
A little bit of blood runs down his jaw. But my patron swore to me we were helping. We were doing good.
He's not.
Who is it? And I'll turn the catapult around. I'm not going to prod him with that. I'm going to poke his neck. Who's yeah, threaten him with it. The correct way around. Who's your patron?
The Lord.
Paid you to say this.
The Lord Morningvale Dawn has paid for the show and helped me find the children and bring them together. But he cares for them. He looks after them. He cares for all the drow.
Do we know anything about Lord Morningdale?
Do you have any high society?
Gut punch.
No.
Gut punch.
Never heard of the guy.
Okay.
He just wants to help the drow.
Gut punch.
And puts through suffering.
I think I figured it out. Someone is paying for this. I'll say I'm not. Someone is paying these people to come and play this morality tale as a trap for the killer.
Oh, really? So, Lord Morningdale then? Lord Morningdale Dawn is paying for this.
Oh, right, okay.
Crap show.
You got to Jerome then?
they've got Jerome okay. Yes, yeah, in an alley and are currently working him over.
I have a high society.
With a cattle prod and brass knuckles.
Just for my friend's kind of correctness for the notes,
yes.
for the story, you know, facts are a thing that I'm sure that you're, you know.
Of course.
Yep. So is it morning like.
But facts shouldn't.
Morning, or is it morning like morning? And is it veil like, you know, veil or like veil?
As Dale, I thought. So it shows how little we've picked up on.
Morning! Veil!
There we go.
Okay.
Dawn. I got that one.
And he kind of slumps over to one
is
side.
Is it hyphenated or is it one word?
I believe punctuation is important to his lordship.
It's important to me too.
With my high society contact, do I know who that is?
Morningvale Dawn is a well-known and respected philanthropist among the Elfir who is widely regarded as having a bordering scandalous concern for the drow and their betterment.
But in a weird,
he thinks that they're slightly clever monkeys kind of way. He's sort of very much like your classic Victorian gentleman.
Going
to raise the savages. And raising the savages.
Yeah, okay.
Make sure they know their proper place. And right. And he is well known for his endeavours in raising the downtrodden to a place of kept servitude.
Right. I'll relay this.
I find it interesting that this person would then wish to send a killer out amongst those, maybe to take out those who were less compliant.
So did you find them?
I saw where they were.
Okay, so let's... did you get that broken pocket watch? And we'll time, like, what, 24 hours? And then when I get a knock, we're all good, yeah?
Sure.
Bear in mind, the bodies were found the following day after the circus. It's not an exactly 24 hours later.
Yeah.
And he strikes.
Yeah, I know that.
Dong.
Did you...
Just felt the need to clarify that, just in case I wasn't being clear.
It's fine. Nim is being intelligently theatrical, or she'd like to think so, because, you know.
Thorben, how good a look did you get the second time at them?
Well, it was dark, and they're wearing dark clothes and a dark cloak.
But they can jump really hard.
I was just thinking...
And they were wearing a mask.
What if...
They're wearing a mask.
Call me crazy.
Elfir wear masks all the time.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it is an Elfir. Elfir also use masks to convey ideas. To an Elfir, the mask is an essential part of your dress. You wear a mask at all times. It's considered horribly vulgar to not wear one.
They only do it at home in private, don't they?
You might do it in front of your shrine or your spouse, and only under certain circumstances. Some drow take the idea of the mask to extremes, and instead of actually wearing a mask, they'll just have a drow walk around in front of them all the time.
Oh, blimey.
As their mask.
Right.
But some drow will put masks on things to convey a concept. Mask is the thing. That person stops being the person and becomes the identity of the mask.
Okay. The mask have, like, two pointy ears?
It did not, no.
Was one of the character classes mask-based?
Yeah.
Shadow Agent?
No, the mask. No.
There's the mask or something.
Yeah.
There's also a beautiful, beautiful PDF available from Rowan, Rook and Descartes, which is basically a catalogue of masks.
Oh, cool.
Just full of gorgeous artwork and specialist masks.
So, but it looked like... It looked like an Elfir because of the physical capabilities.
Not necessarily, no. I mean, Elfir are no different in terms of physical capabilities to drow.
Okay.
They tend to be more magical.
Okay. And this person was able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
This person was able to leap very, very high.
And there was no sound of machinery or anything.
Make an investigation technology roll.
Technology? Don't go near that. That's dirty human stuff. 10.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, you heard a faint hiss and a twang as it jumped.
Ah, so some sort of piston-fired jumping legs.
Or a grappling hook.
Could be a grappling hook. I think piston-fired jumping legs is...
Oh, well, you know, they did say that the killer had spring heels.
Indeed. They're going to have some sort of retrofitted gun. Gas gun or something that fires a rope, allows them to swing around. Can I see if there's any kind of...
counterproductive.
Can we go to the air and see if there are any kind of grappling hook, like...
What about this one?
Marks on walls.
What was this one? Were you pointing it?
Slumped.
Jerome?
Yeah.
Alone in the labyrinth? He is now.
I just want to put the Thorben... What if Morning Vow hasn't hired a killer?
What if Morning Vow is the killer?
What if he does all his stuff and the others don't like that he's trying to help even though he's shit at it and are therefore trying to sabotage his efforts... by taking out anyone who is not rubbish.
No, I think maybe he's got some weird twisted... He thinks the resistant drow is some kind of weird aberrant creature that needs studying and has sent someone in to, like, examine parts of them.
Don't think he'll study me. Starting with a finger...
Why don't you go wandering around the streets a bit and we'll see if you get...
Yeah. this is a great game. Yeah. Let's do this. Which way do you go?
Just got this mental image of you like... Doo, 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 doo. And with you lot all like, do, do, about 10 paces
behind. No, there's no point me sneaking. I want him to find me.
True.
Oh, yeah. True. You should loudly walk around. And
do I ever do anything else?
We'll all follow at a discreet distance.
I've heard of this thing you call stealth. Don't quite get it.
We'll follow you from three blocks over because we can still hear you.
Me and my mates.
You, chin up. You, fight the power.
Okay. If we are being observed, though, maybe we should make more of an obvious show that we're splitting up as opposed to having a discussion, because if he, she, they is watching us right now...
Well, it's fine, because we've obviously pretty much finished what we were doing here.
Yep.
And,
as in just around
all the destruction. Yeah. Yeah.
You look
around. Like a flaming wagon rolls behind us.
Just a wheel.
Yeah, just a flaming wheel from a wagon rolls past.
Who's going to finance the poor drow people?
It's fine, we'll send him back to whoever his face is. If he like loved him that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got 10 disabled drow children.
I haven't.
Well.
And you just gave all the money to the crowd, so even the guards aren't going to get paid now.
What do you want us to do with this lot?
It's a very good question,
says Miralian.
You've not got homes to go to.
Well, I've got an home, but I can't fit like 10.
What about
injured
three?
And mutated children in it.
You know, they're not really... Like, the one with the watch thing, that's nothing. That's not...
But she broke the watch.
I don't know. She could come with me. She looks helpful.
I'll break a bloody watch if you give it to me. This gun hardly works half the time.
Well, where do you want me to take them? What do you want us to do with them? I mean, you know, we look after these kids, there must but be... we can't... We're adopt
what about your church or
is there an orphanage
midwifery?
Or any concept of that down here?
Our places.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, they're the streets, and whoever picks them up.
Mm.
Do you know somewhere we can go? Any of you?
Well, he's going to go crying back upstairs, and possibly not have a job to go to because he's not as pretty as he was, which is a crying shame, frankly. I mean, who would ruin a face that perfect?
He lifts his head up where he's laying on the ground. Beauty is a curse. He croaks out at you.
Someone step on his nuts.
I think it's the only bit she hasn't stepped on.
So who looks after children? I mean, just sort of on a general basis for this thing. How who looks after children after the midwives are... Yeah, looked after the eggs.
Well, after you've looked after the eggs and they've opened and the young have come out, they often go to their parents till they grow up.
I still
parents and then they go to their jurors.
Parents don't look after their eggs.
Parents don't look after the eggs,
The midwives look after the eggs.
They can keep working.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But, yes, arguably you could hand these kids over to the midwife organisation to find a place for them. They won't be thanking you for it because these aren't kids who are going to go on to have prosperous careers because they're all quite damaged.
I don't know. I reckon I've got a use for the jinx.
You know, it seems
you've got a use for the jinx and, you know, the draftsman kid might be useful.
Or, what was Limpy's name again, sorry?
Miralian.
Or, Miralian, I see you as a guard sitting on top of a wonderful opportunity here. Because what you've got are the makings of a show that could do with a new narrative, perhaps.
And a new
where
boss.
Everyone can then be the shareholders.
Yeah.
It was still making money. I'm sure you weren't seeing all of it.
Yeah.
You look like someone like you knew the ins and outs of what was going on.
You reckon community theatre?
About the uplifting nature of the drow and how we can rise above our constraints. And this very event, you could in fact... play out.
Oh, maybe teach a couple of them to juggle.
Maybe not that one.
Drow can survive in lots of environments.
People would pay twice as much to see that one.
What, you, does that sound like a little bit, you know, subversive?
As opposed to what you were doing. Come on, we've got people to catch and things to sort out. I'm sorry, but I think you have a travelling show of your own now. And one less wagon.
I wish my wagon wasn't on fire.
We'll do what we can. What am I going to do?
I look forward to seeing the new show. And we'll go.
Staring out.
Yeah, let's go.
At these sort of smashed up hay bales, just like a big pile of straw.
Yeah.
A burning wagon wheel just doing circles.
Fine. It's great. Yeah. Great circus.
Helping.
I think you should take it to more
what's
often.
The cash to in the wagon? Or to
we got it handed back.
The rioting rabble.
We gave it to the people.
Do any of you have a refresh?
I'm one of the people.
That would be appropriate. I think you missed that.
I think mine's the opposite.
I know, I was that.
Yeah. You don't refresh on that. You've already refreshed.
I've refreshed.
What's your refresh?
Take something back from those who oppress you.
Right. Yes. Yes, I believe that may just about qualify. So, Leon, you're the only one who needs to refresh.
Help those who cannot help themselves. Kind of a stretch, I guess.
We just
help
rescued
the kids.
Them.
You have not helped
totally
them.
Rescued. Yeah.
Not really.
I don't think directly enough.
It's fine. Jinx if she wants to.
Oh, she's looking at a fine recruit for a future cell. That's a terribly good plan.
Could, come with us. The others, I think, are a bit young.
Wait, maybe we'll come back.
Slipper of business.
What we're doing right now is probably a little bit dangerous. Send her to the ministry.
Yeah.
Say she's up for training. There you go.
Okay, so that from there, where are you headed?
Go to a bar, we sit in a corner, you go and get a drink of the... You start drinking at the bar, and then when he comes in to kind of, like, collect your spleen or whatever it is he's going for, we jump him.
Okay, so we go perfect. To a bar, and then I fill my organs with something worth stealing. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the
sounds
cut
good.
Of your jib.
Let's go.
To the bar.
To the bar.
Very nice. You're not having to stop him getting your spleen.
So you go to a bar, you do a spot of drinking. Rather surprisingly,
nothing happens.
A mysterious and unknown serial killer doesn't kick down the door to a bar, bursting.
No, you've got to be in the alleyway.
Harvest your organs in public view.
Then you leave the bar after a while because he's watching the bar. And after a while, you leave the bar.
I shall be totally more drunk than I am, or less drunk than I look, or something.
The three of us will leave the bar first.
No, we'll go to the back of the bar and then loop around.
Yes.
For when you come out.
See, I knew you'd know.
We'll go out the back of the bar and loop round, and you come out 5 minutes later and we're watching.
Yep.
We'll see if we can find.
So you stagger
casually,
performatively out of the bar and into some alleys. Are you guys going to follow?
Yes, sneak
at
after.
A distance. Yes.
Right. Well, I think in that case, I will ask you to make a sneak crime or a sneak low society roll.
Sneak and low society. Sneak is a skill.
Not you.
So do I get three?
No, I was just looking. You
don't want to sneak.
No, I don't.
And none of the rest of us care.
Neither does Nim.
Sam, you
nine.
Can.
I can sneak.
Nine. I can sneak.
Stealth priest.
Seven.
That's not bad.
You can
just about.
I am the anti-sneak.
You actually do sneak like this.
He's
so my reputation goes down because I look stupid.
No, it was your shadow that went down.
Oh, okay.
Because while
I've got +3 shadow,
which is lucky. So yeah, you are very very good at sneaking. So effectively, because you're good at sneaking, the stress that you've taken to your shadow is kind of irrelevant because it's just reduced you to the level everyone else is at.
Okay. Well, I'll slam it.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
We do.
That's the point.
Yeah.
It's all slams.
Cool. Right.
All the way down.
You're going to get murdered.
Hopefully
come on,
not.
Hurry up.
I'm staggering back to wherever it is that I sleep. If I sleep. Perception check, nope.
Are you any good at percepting things? Is your investigate good?
I haven't got it. What do I need that for? You don't need to know stuff. I know what I need to know. They suck. It's that way.
Right. In which case...
You're dead.
Actually, after we've left the pub, so following... So we're a little... We're just about to see... I will pause and I will do Web of the Mistress because we assume she's being followed by whatever freak. So I fix plus occult and I can cast it and I can be aware of everything in the vicinity.
until I move.
Jolly good.
So I'll try that to try and be aware of, figure out where this thing, this person is, and something about them. So there we go, I'll try that.
So you know where the attack's likely to take place then, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, and I can sort of tell these guys.
Okay,
stuff.
Does that give you any stress?
No. Well, so I have to cast it. I have to do a fix plus a cult, so I assume I'm rolling three dice.
Yeah,
so
if it fails.
So I assume it's around based off that, but I mean, look it up because I've read it once. I'm not. I'm working for 10.
Oh, so, well,
I'll do it.
Web the Mistress. Nope, you don't take any stress to go with, which is lovely. So, yes, you work out that this guy is following Nim along the rooftops, ready to attack, and that the best place for the attack to take place is about two streets away, where no one in the bar would be able to hear their screams.
Okay. Screams.
I didn't specify whose.
He's on. Stop. He's on the rooftops. He's going up. He's up there. You can't see him. He's over there. I think it's going to be two blocks down. We need to. That's where he's going to jump on them. Go around that way, I'll go around that way.
Okay.
You guys keep going.
We'll find out.
I'll shout if anything changes, and then I'll run in just before it's going to happen, okay?
Okay.
You are suddenly stabbed from behind by something very thin and very sharp. And it hurts.
This is a surprise.
It really hurts.
Stop it, dice! I had to use a GM screen to roll dice in my D&D session the other night because otherwise one of my player characters would have died a lot.
But, you know, it's only me, so... Yeah.
You've got two kidneys. As long as we get there before the second one.
Yeah.
Hill giant rock throw crit.
Oh, nice.
On someone who only had 9 hit points left.
I'll just get the screen out first.
Look, you've got -9.
I'm rolling damage. You did 8 points of damage on 8d10.
That's really unfortunate.
So, yes, you are stabbed from behind.
I shall swear profusely.
You've got bonus blood, haven't you?
Nope.
No, you haven't. It hurts a lot. You do not take any fallout from it. Blade, thin and sharp, goes right into your shoulder, like, on the hand that's got the brass knuckles.
That's all right, there's a gun in the other one.
from the feel of the knife, try to infer something about the killer.
Yeah. Oh, he's
I don't need to infer anything if he's got a bullet in his face.
I like the way you're having conversations out of character.
Yeah.
Out of character, like, but yeah, somehow in character.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're stabbed. What do you want to do?
Do you scream out?
No, loud swearing.
Oh, loud swearing. Okay, yep. We hear the loud swearing and run. I'm going to do something reckless.
We're close in.
Because you knew where the attack was going to happen, you can be very, very close. Okay. What reckless thing do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Please tell me how reckless it is and what recklessness is involved, because that will make a difference.
I am going to run around the corner, run up a fire escape and leap off it onto the figure that is stabbing Nim.
This could not go wrong.
Not at all. Okay.
He lands on him who lands on me.
I haven't got a clue.
Crushed.
How does the power work? Once per session. Oh, no. It's just do something reckless for the sake of a good story. That's my refresh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's...
And I'm just an idiot anyway, so I'm just going to run and jump and try and attack.
Right, so that does the refresh on the stress that you'd previously taken.
Yeah, on my shadow.
Because it's a really stupid thing to do. Yeah. Throw yourself off a rusty fire escape onto a serial killer. Now, the serial killer, now that you can see it, the three of you, because it's still kind of behind you, is... a thin, quite shapely figure wearing what looks to be some kind of high-heeled boots. Their first two fingers on each hand and their thumb end in razor blades this long.
Cool.
Their face is a smooth and featureless electrum sheened mask.
For the next 5 seconds.
Until you cry. Tilted to one side, like a broken mechanical doll.
Okay.
It's Edward Scissorhands meets that Nazi dude from Hellboy.
Okay. Great.
Only a girl.
Yeah.
Gender flipped Nazi.
Orianna Edward Scissorhands. From League of Legends.
Yeah.
Okay, well, charge in. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
So you all go charging in.
Yeah!
What was your first action going to be?
Bam.
Okay, roll fight technology at minus one dice.
So shooting behind
you. You have no dice.
Or I could just try and stab them.
Would you have more dice for that?
No, I don't.
But you don't have anything to stab with.
No, I don't know.
Headbutt them.
Yeah, that's Scott's
just
my
grab them.
But you don't have fight, do you?
No.
Other people fight for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do have? I do have run away.
Oh my god, you're that character from Run Memes, Away, aren't you? All the things.
Yes. what do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? Irrelevant. Right. Fine. Well then, yeah. In which case, I will just attempt to extricate myself from being stabbed. And nope.
Okay, roll a dice then and see if you can extricate yourself from being stabbed. Really, don't cock this up.
Six. Could have been worse.
You pull yourself off the razor blade and a spray of blood lances out of
your
back.
That's fine, there's more where that came from.
There may not be, you know.
Spiney to do well, a Kickstarter for a screen.
Stage, when
hey,
we're talking
hey,
about
I have a dice
stress.
In, I have a dice in steel. Can I steal their mask? Because that would be a giggle.
Fallout.
Because if it is at one of the upstairs, let's... and they're all like, oh, look at me behind my pretty face. I'm just like, yoink. Mine now.
You are going to be taking some moderate fallout.
Yeah, go for it. I'll be fine.
Having done that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your left arm is
yep.
completely useless. They've severed something important in your left oh. arm.
Can I do my jumping in the way thing?
And you, not at this
not.
Stage, not until...
Okay.
So...
Excuse me.
The bad guy's going to do something and then you guys will be there.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
That Except you will be acting on the same turn as the bad guy, because of your bad guy. You've done it to me.
It's Batgirl.
Yeah.
Bat it's not, though.
Woman.
Evil
it's,
Batgirl.
It's Death Chick.
Death
it
Chick.
It is Death Chick.
Sam said it.
Behind the mask is an ostrich.
It's a chocobo.
Oh, don't.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
That'd be awesome.
We're not allowed chocobos. Ben doesn't like them.
Okay, anyway, let's carry on. Crodloos.
What?
A Crodloo. It's a Dark Sun chocobo.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Lizard chocobos.
Yeah.
Yes, so your left arm dangles uselessly at your side as you rip yourself free and potentially cut something important. Like
yep.
a tendon, maybe. One of those squiggly
ligaments.
Bits that's yep. on the inside.
Yeah,
don't
worry about
need.
That later. I haven't got time for that right
so
now.
So you've got a useless left arm and you rip yourself free just in time to
Beat
turn and wind. See...
Him flying through the air.
Thorben. Fly through the air.
Shooting as I fall.
Oh, you're shooting as you fall. Fire away, my friend.
Don't
look stupid.
Fighting technology.
Yeah, I've got no skills.
I'm going to jump and shoot. I can't do either of those things.
One way! Oh,
It's a critical failure.
Yay! I shoot myself. Or the gun explodes.
Death Chick steps neatly to one side and slam into the ground.
At least it wasn't me.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. I'm going to land
yeah, yeah.
Upgrading that to a D8.
Whoa, here we go.
Oh!
Is that a one?
No, that was a seven.
Oh, I thought it was a one.
I'm down.
Oh,
I was going to say, I'm going down.
You shouldn't take the whole party out in a single round.
That's one way to end a one shot.
Well, yeah. And everyone died. It really is a hard life in the Spire.
Yeah. Dead.
Which is humiliating to you beyond all compare. Nelson stood in a nearby alleyway goes, ha-ha! That level of humiliation.
Oh, my reputation.
You make a total arse of yourself. Nobody's going to come and help you. You've lost access to any of your allies for the rest of this story.
Oh.
Because you've just made a complete tit of yourself by face-planting into the alleyway.
Okay.
Nobody wants to associate with you right now.
That won't be in the official story.
Obviously.
Just leave that bit out. It's fine.
But the rumour around the story, I'm afraid.
You got to finish the story first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so, seeing that, Death Chick, you've done this. Death Chick crouches and leaps into the air, or goes to leap into the air.
Sorry.
I didn't get to do anything. Go on, what are you going to do? Stop.
I wanted to jump and wrap round.
You
the
want
boot.
To try and tackle as well. What about you?
I'll do it at the same time.
Only I'm some going kind for of a ranged boot. Base chain weapon.
Well, yes, yeah, so I'll smack her as I'm going in, just get hit with the chain that grapples around the arm.
Okay, you try and grapple her. You try and grapple her. Away you go.
I have
fight and low society. Or even fight and technology.
I will go with a 10.
How many 10s?
One 10.
Okay. I thought you had more than one 10.
No, I didn't know that was important.
Just
7, sorry.
So as you sort of push sideways onto her, 7 is a partial success. You take a little tiny bit of damage from the stabbing.
The stabbing.
As you the new grab her, she starts like slashing at you in total silence, which is sort of creepy.
That's weird.
But you wrap a chain around her leg, and there's a crack from inside one of her boots, and a jet of steam comes out.
Told you.
And as the other one jets off, she sort of jumps sideways. And she's fine with that. Lands on her feet, staggers ever so slightly. She's got a lajan attached to her. Yeah. She's got a chain wrapped around her ankle. And Sam, what do you want to do?
Charge!
Always a classic.
Well, shooting didn't really work, and I can't hit her with my brass knuckles, so I'm just going to pistol whip her in the face and knock that mask off so I can see who she is.
Okay, good choice.
It's not going to work, but
roll a dice, and we'll see how that works.
So, fight, nothing.
Yep.
But one for doing a thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Low society?
Yes!
Ooh.
I have another one. 8.
Ooh, nice.
You smack her in the face, or the mask, really hard with the butt of your pistol, intending to rip it off.
Yep.
That's the point at which you notice it's actually riveted to her skull. Whoa. All the way around here.
Okay, so neck then.
And it
got to take the neck off.
Smashes her face around to one side, distorting her ability to see what's going on.
Ha ha! That was totally my intention. Meant to do that.
Which means that she loses a dice on the stabbing.
But still gets away with it.
Who's
she stabbing?
I get shivved some more.
She is going to try and stab you some more.
Yeah.
Because you are the primary target.
Well, you know.
Target acquired.
Commence stabbing.
Commence the stabbing.
I'm just picturing
did you take for it?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Yes. You even told me about that one.
Absolutely. Evil elf technology.
Yeah.
Evil elf technology.
Oh, sorry. You don't need to add the evil.
But it's
elf.
Important.
Yeah.
Your instincts kick in and you do something stupid. If you're trying to de-escalate or get away, you lash out. If you're trying to fight, you get panicked and retreat.
Well, this was that anyway, so...
Which of those things... What's the stupid thing that you're going to do? Pick a thing that makes no sense to do right now and do that thing. Oh, you don't have to, like, headbutt the fingernail.
Well, I'm just decided that I want a trophy, and I tried to knock the mask off, and it's not coming off, so I'm just going to go for a head. But I'm going to go for a head, and it's not going to work, because I only have one arm. So it's going to be like... Yeah, because in my, head, I'm going, ah, and it's not working, so it's just like... You kind
of slap ineffectually at the face of this thing, which is armoured.
Yep, that's what I do.
Okay, anybody else want to do anything?
Can I look up spit puddle water out of my mouth? It's not even water, it's
not going to be
dust.
Puddle
just
water.
Dust, yeah. I just spit dust out of my mouth.
Possibly
just
my blood.
Whilst still laying down.
Oh yeah, lying down. Bring the gun round and just
fire
away.
Shoot me.
Please don't shoot me.
Shoot one of us.
Can I point out that I can't use a fucking gun?
Frighten technology, let's see what happens.
Three!
I might be dead.
Yay. It's a fail.
It's a fail. Oh!
You shoot Simon!
Oh! I'm sorry.
Really well.
I stand in the, I jump in the way of myself.
Can it be like a ricochet? Like, doom, 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 boom, boom, boom.
You just shot a midwife. That won't be in the official story either.
No, this whole thing is going to be... Don't worry, I'm going to rewrite everyone's story. Not just mine.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I want to jump on her back.
Yeah, okay, do it.
Not me.
Low society?
Fight! Fight in low society.
I don't have fight.
Oh, low society then. One dice for that.
Who needs fight anyway?
Another one for what, for low society.
Eight.
Hey, you jump on her back, which is going to stop her from
jumping away.
Trying to spring off with her one remaining spring heel.
I said, so I don't want to lose her, so the chain's around her leg. So I'll wrap the chain around my arm so I've got a good grip, and then just try and take out her leg. So sort of a rugby tackle almost, just get legs between my arms. So I want to get her to the ground so she can't jump and leap off and disappear so somewhere.
Sneaky. You're going to try and what, sorry?
Arms around the legs to try and stop her jumping off and leaping around.
That'll work because you've just been kneecapped.
Kneecapped?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
yes,
your leg in the knee.
No longer works. You've just had your leg shot out.
Okay.
By your colleague.
Someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a random shot.
By a shooter.
There was a shot and a massive pain in my knee. While I'm
but as
diving
you go,
to go around that. So I'll be on the ground, holding on to the leg.
So drop a dice off of your total pool for fight and low society and then see how we go.
Sorry.
Six.
That's a success, but only barely, and you take some stress for it. Jesus, I'm rolling so well today.
Yeah, that was another 4 on a D4.
I think I've not rolled below halfway on any dice I've thrown today.
I have.
Yeah.
He has.
Several times.
Yeah.
So, with your kneecap taken out and the pain blossoming in you, you fall to the ground. You wrap your arms around the leg that's got the chain on you.
Yeah.
Wrap your arm around the chain, you've got hold of the weight on the end of it, and you're just clinging on to this woman for dear life. She's held and bound and not going anywhere while you're holding on, but you guys are taking a serious pounding. This one assassin has just
also she has like razor hands and
she
they're free
does yeah. have razor hands and they
yes.
are free.
I realize none of this is helping, but you know.
So she is going to have to razor you again, Sam,
yay!
Because you are the primary target.
Yep.
But she's held, so we'll ditch one of her dice. 7 is a success at a cost.
Oh, now you roll a 1.
Now I roll 1. Yeah. Now I'm rolling for the bad guy. Right. She's not doing terribly well, but she's still able to function.
Speaking of function,
you might not be able to for much longer. 5 is less than 8.
Yes.
She just excises your knee through your trousers, just gets hold of it, just twists it off.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
It's horrendous.
Any of them are not.
I've still got a gun in my hand. This point blank.
This assassin is clearly designed for the removal of body parts. She's disabled one arm, taken a kneecap. If she could get free of these
we can all take a kneecap.
What do you want to do?
No, it's
point blank in the chest.
Gone in.
Because going for the head doesn't seem to work. So one for doing a thing, but minus stuff because I'm dead.
You're not dead. You still have that arm works and
so
your
I've
face
got,
works.
So I've got no fight and no tech.
Do you have...
I have crime and low society. I have compel, pursue and steal.
Roll your one dice and let's see.
Three.
Oh, oh don't shoot me.
Ricochet.
Hey, I've got nothing, mate.
What am I kicking? Oh, it's a microphone wire.
Yeah, don't kick that.
And
another four.
Rip out something. No, because that's all gone now. Because you've got your no kneecap and your no arm. Oh, God.
You know
what? That's moderate. Shouldn't be mauling moderate. I'm a bad person.
Well.
Should be mauling severe.
I'm totally fine doing another stupid thing. I don't really know what a stupid thing would be at this point, though, because it's not like I can run anywhere.
You do something unsettling that bothers normal people. Obsessive behaviour, singing to yourself, fulfilling a strange compulsion at inappropriate times.
Like, start
you
laughing.
You kind of enjoy the fact that this person has just slashed you up. You start laughing. Come on, then! You're shouting at her to chop
got
you
another
up some
one.
More. Yeah. Still got another knee on the other side! Hurt me! Is that all you've got? And everyone's like, okay.
It's like, issues.
Pain is just weakness leaving the body. That's kind of where you're at the minute.
Okay. So, yeah, just...
Okay.
Was there a berserker class?
No, there's just you.
Yay! It's fine, I've got this.
Can I roll onto my back? Pull
I don't
my pen out. And my notepad.
And you
write.
Start writing down what's happening.
It was just then that a man came through.
Yay!
I have to cast a spell.
I told you you'd get a chance.
He comes in and shoots me to put me out of my bed.
What did you roll?
Four is his highest result.
I'm not overly sure a man does come in, you know.
It's just a sign comes
my
out of the gun that
work.
Says bang.
My pen's not working. Man came through a door with a...
Ag.
Blood spray from the party.
I got a four.
Right.
Which I think means I failed.
It best does, out of
it
three dice.
Does indeed mean that you failed.
My
that
God,
one,
my rolls have been dog
tested.
It's also a one. The man would have come in with a gun and helped her.
No, my pen's not working. I'm going to try and get next turn.
There is a gun. It's not a man. It's her, and she shoots you with it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Not
I'm
cool.
Quite hurt.
Maybe.
Bitch,
no!
Please.
Hey. She does not shoot you with it. She fails to shoot you.
Cool.
She tries to reflexively shoot over there with a sawn-off, a loud report, and a strange crack.
Oh.
That's not from the gun.
Cool.
And now one of her hands is disabled, which is good in many ways, because now she can only stab you with one hand.
Yay!
Stab them.
Well, yeah.
And there was much rejoicing.
What do you want to do?
I'm just... Go for it.
Right, okay.
So polite.
Break the leg. I'm there, all wrapped around it, and, you know, dislocate knee, or do something really bad to that leg that I'm grappling with.
Go on, then.
What am I on? I'm losing a dice.
Off full dice now.
Okay.
Because you lost the dice last round because of the state you were in.
Five.
You fail! You try to dislocate her knee and instead take one to the face. Oh no, that's the wrong dice. I want a nasty one. Lucky. Or is it? It's not. You are knocked out as she knees you in the face. Bam! Everything goes dark. Stars, darkness, sleepy time.
Okay,
that's
probably for the best,
right?
Now.
Well, I'm going to go for my knife, and I'm just going to start trying to just stab at the chest. Body.
Let's have a stab.
This might be a bit one shot.
Which one of my good ones?
I'll write a good story.
No, I've got to get the bad rolls out. There we go.
Ten.
Look at that.
It works.
Three dice. It does. Four. Three dice. Five. Ten on one.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
But at least somebody's rolling.
Yeah.
Those are Lisa's Scion dice.
Ah.
Ten's are good.
It's like the idea of the priest smashing the assassin in the face.
You don't stab her with it because she's squirming, but on the backspin, you punch her in the face with the hilt of the dagger and she flops and goes limp. And you kind of collapse on top of her. You've knocked her out.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm gonna just step up and go, well done.
It's not a TPK.
Yeah. It's not. No. And that was a legitimate knockout as well.
Cool. Okay. Down. God, I feel like I want a restrainer or something. Wait.
Take the rocket boots off.
You take the rocket
boots
off.
I'll take the rocket boots off.
I want to do my right of respite.
No, they are rocket boots. Well, they're not rocket boots. They're like piston spring boots.
Cool. I'm wearing them.
Brilliant.
It might be a little small for you.
I don't care.
You'll have to take them to a cobbler to get them
modified. I'll do that. Yeah, I will.
So she's kind of...
And you might get looked at funny for wearing high heels around town.
Yeah, but then I'll just kick them in the face with my high heels.
Fair point.
So she's kind of a bit broken, but not as broken as me. But she's a bit broken.
Actually more broken than you.
Excellent. So there's like loose bits. I'm totally nicking something. I don't care what it is. I want a trophy.
Are there feet in these boots? Like,
no. No, wrestling the boots off leaves you with the stumps of ankles.
Like fleshy ankles or robotic ankles?
Fleshy ankles.
Okay, right. Okay. Right. Okay. Nice.
I want to start healing Nim up.
Okay, so you kit. Start setting up your healer's kit.
For everything. I've got something here somewhere.
Take time.
I've also got the Rite of Respite. Is that just a spellcast? I can't remember. That was Mind or Blood Heal 3.
I believe it is. Yes, it's a fairly short-term deal.
But otherwise, if the healing kit makes more sense for the healing
Rite of Respite is you create a place of stillness and healing. You can lead them in recuperation while you hold vigil. Describe how you create a comfortable healing environment and how you help them. What are you going to do to turn this blood-soaked alleyway into a place of healing?
Okay, so open up the healing box, and now I'm going to pull out a couple of scented candles. Shall I light them? And a music box. And as I play, it's like... Da, 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 da. So I wind that up, and there's music playing. To create a soothing atmosphere.
I think, you know, the music itself was beautiful.
Jealous of Noah right now.
So, I'm gonna...
Nim doesn't actually have any current stress. It's just injuries that we'll need.
Oh, I thought it was mind or blood. I thought that was the damage. No, that's stress.
No, the damage is fallout.
Oh.
Following on from the stress.
Oh, okay.
The stress is cleared when the fallout happens.
Yeah.
She's just going to need to do something to get that arm and that knee fixed.
Oh.
So, you have taken down the killer. What did you want to do to her?
Steal something. I don't care if it's the mask.
Face mask.
or yeah, what if it's like
take the razor blades off
its face? Yeah, those are cool. Like something. So I mean, if they're like attached, like if they're like a gauntlet thing, or if
they are attached. But they are attached.
Well, I'm going to do my very best to try and undo them with one hand.
you can collect two of the razor fingers.
Yep, yoink.
Without too much difficulty. Because while they are attached, they're not sort of fully integrated.
Mm-hmm.
And she is unconscious. So yes, you managed to harvest some razor blades.
Is she drow or elfin?
Judging by the cast of her skin, once you peel back some of the layers of sort of leather and wrapping and binding that she's covered in, she is drow.
But she's been like
or was
modified
drow, but yeah. She is a heavily modified drow that has been edited surgically to turn her into a killing machine. Presumably, she's been brainwashed as well.
Put her out of her misery. She had a steel plate bolted to her face. I'm going to sketch the air. I need it for the...
I know, you draw her like one of your French girls.
But I think we should... I'm just going to walk over and shoot her, I think. Is there any kind of... On these masks and on the things, is there any kind of mark of a workman or a...
No, masks are intensely personal things. You could make an investigate in high society role if you want.
Okay. Because I'll obviously pass that one. 6.
So you do, with a little bit of stress, yeah. You have to, like, dredge through the vaults of your brain, mm-hmm. and you really struggle with this. But yes, this is most likely to be the work of Morning Veil Dawn.
Right. Yeah, this is...
His philanthropy takes a strange bent from time to time. And it looks
to
like...
To improve the drow.
No, he wants to keep drow in their place.
Yeah. He wants to keep drow in their place. So he's built...
A drow killer.
Yeah.
A rebellious drow killer.
Fuck him. I'll have him. Come on!
Maybe give it up.
Week.
I'll
give it a week.
Okay. I think we should go and rest. We're like severely injured and
so like
my clothes are really wet.
Round by now.
What do you want to do with the assassin?
Yes, you okay. Start to come round from your unconsciousness.
Well, yeah. Check now.
Are you going to shoot her in the back of the head?
What do we all think?
I'm
just going to say to her, what does everyone think? I think we should put her out of her misery. This is like torture. This is like being turned into some creature.
I'm going to look at Noah unconscious and you half bleeding. I'm just scared. Yeah.
I still think hiring her would be a great plan.
I don't think it works like that.
You end her misery.
I think you're going to miss.
Yeah, don't make me roll.
Yeah, you justify it.
As I go, boom.
Ending her misery. You know that if she were to face trial, she would probably vanish and end up back in the hands of...
Yeah.
The elf here, so
these bastards make us kill our own.
Actually taking something away from them is a strike against the elf here. So you have made some progress in the glorious revolution of the people.
Ow.
The elf here. You've taken away their killer. You've been horribly injured in the process. You've fought a great battle and uncovered a conspiracy to squash the drow people down into their place.
Mm-hmm.
And you've identified Morning Veil Dawn as an enemy of the drow and an enemy of the ministry.
Indeed.
Your superiors are pleased with your success.
I'm fucking not.
You are given aid and support in healing and recovering over the next few weeks, and while you do so, you can all choose a minor advance, a low advance, to add to your portfolio of skills to reflect what you've learned in this session.
Excellent.
That's the abilities.
Well done. Yes, it is.
So I can't just take fight.
Yeah, but some of them do give you...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. have to have a look. But yeah, thanks. That's cool.
Cool. Thank you, Ben.
I'm having him.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Never lost my hunting skills.
And it's nice to learn a bit out of the world, really. So yeah.
And try a different system.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I really like the flavour.
It's a good setting.
Yeah. There's still a lot you comes can through do in it. The whole. In the rules and in the game.
The artwork in the books is fantastic.
I think the less dice thing is quite cool as well. Like rolling it that way
really
and taking
like
the highest thing.
Saving the dice rolling until right near the end just to resolve the real conflict.
It does say in there, like, do not. Don't roll dice for any old reason.
Yeah. Just do it when it's really important to do so. So I think saving the dice for right at the end there for that conflict really made it more important, made it more visceral.
And when I cocked up...
Visceral is definitely a word.
Visceral is definitely a word that does apply.
Definitely.
So, I hope you've enjoyed our show this evening. That has been Spire by Rowan Rook and Dickard. Do check them out. Do look up their stuff. There are many, many brilliant ideas dotted around in there. I have used some of the ideas that were scattered through the books to inform some of the games that were going on today. So some of the previous Kickstarters who had supported the game with some of their additional ideas. There was a story in Strata, so Dumpstat Int, you'll be able to read all about that. The Forgotten is a mission written in there by Lawrence Phillips, which is looking at ableism and body horror and stuff like that. And some of the ideas from there did work their way into the game today through the circus. The idea of Pilgrim's Walk came out directly out of the rule book. And when you get that, you'll be able to see the map of Spire itself.
Which is cool.
In all of its many layers. On there, so you can see where things took place. But yeah, that was a fantastic game, and I'm really glad I got the chance to play it because I've been looking forward to that since I read the very first Spire book. So that was fantastic. Thank you very much, guys, for coming and playing. Really appreciate it.
For running.
Yeah, thanks for running it. That was great. Thanks, Ben.
And I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope Rook and Dickard kind of get off on that a little bit.
Cool. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh, I missed it. Yeah, do that.
Get back in your box.
Also, join the Discord and, like, play with Pete's Wii Me or whatever he's talking about.
Miwi.
Buy all the cushions on Redbubble.
All the new cups and mugs.
I've got to say, I am thinking very seriously about getting one of those cups off of Redbubble just because it's got me on it.
We're going to get some for the studio and so we can get to sort of show them off a bit.
I'm going to be working on a few new designs for some of the other games as well, and we're looking for character quotes and like inspirational things for me to use.
I did find myself needing a halfling name in my game yesterday and going, Gunter!
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you everybody for watching. Hopefully you enjoyed that. And we shall see you soon for more...
Flint and Steel, Dark Heresy,
Vostok's Chance, and we'll be starting Fractured Empire soon, which is our Star Wars Edge of the Empire show that we're going to be running.
And we will be doing a monthly
Starfall
Dungeons and Dragons meets Final Fantasy hybrid show that I've been working on for a while. And who knows, maybe you might see a little bit of a hack on Ravenloft at some time in the not too distant future.
Cool.
Depending on players.
And check out our back catalogue and all of the links below for our friends.
Just a festival of links.
Yeah.
Stuff everywhere.
Cool. Thanks for joining us. Bye. Bye.